ho, ho. Is that convincing?
It's very good.
I don't know if it's ho, ho, ho. Is that better?
That's really good.
Okay. Kathy Dickman in with me from Jacob Azoo. Good morning.
Good morning.
This isn't your typical day. Usually I'm talking with the big guy on Thursdays. But
I know.
Hey, you got something kind of special going on.
We do.
You got the big guy coming in.
We do. We do have the big guy coming in tonight. It's Santa at the Carousel.
All right.
And it circulates around our Save the Earth tree, which is something my mom started many years ago.
Surely.
Yeah, we've kept it through our whole program through the years. Save the Earth tree is designed to put recyclable products or make something for the tree and think about our earth. And so this year, we have the traditional globes on the tree and the things people have made through the years. But we also have a secondary tree.
Yeah.
And that our crew, Ariana, has worked very, very much on, she, Brittany, Bruce, but it's got animals on it. And on the back, it talks about the animal species. But we're inviting the public to come down, make an ornament, either take it home or put it on our tree, whatever you want to do, the old-fashioned, come on down, color, cut some stuff out. We've got some crafts. And sit with your family, enjoy some cocoa, cider, and cookies, and just have a good time at Chinkapazoo Nature Center. In the last 2 years, because of the COVID, we have given kits to take home.
Okay.
Now, we're not doing that any longer. We want people to come in, see the tree, go to the carousel. You can use the carousel. It's a free event unless you want a carousel ride, and it's your $2. Or use your ZooBoo coupon.
Right.
And kids can visit with Santa. And I believe Santa's got some pretty cool candy canes there, too. So.
Really? Okay, so this could be a windfall for the kids.
Yeah, it's a windfall. So come on down to the Zoo and Nature Center. I know there's a few other things going on in town.
Yeah.
Please, pick what you want to go to. We're not hurt feelings. We planned it. We kept the date. And if you come down to see us tonight, make sure you take Holiday Lane. You cannot take Holiday Lane too many times.
Oh, that's a whole other world.
I'll be going home at night. And then turn and go back down that one way because I just love it.
Right. I do, too.
And if there's more every year to see there. And I just love it. I put the Christmas songs on in the car and just turn them up and drive down Holiday Lane. I love it.
I do. And I love Heritage Square, too, and the tree down there.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And my brother was teasing me the other night because it's like Whoville down there. And I'm the Grinch.
No, I have to say, and I know we're going back a few weeks now, but the tree lighting,
yeah,
and to go in there and to have that live music and to just, it's, you know what? It doesn't get any better than this small town. Well, not even, we're not that small.
No, but
hometown.
What a great
hometown,
vibe.
Hometown, wonderful, inviting others in from outside the area. Come on over to Wahpeton Breckenridge. Your Christmas community. Let's do that.
I like that.
It is absolutely, what a good feeling. What a good feeling. Won't miss it. So
let's back up a minute because I got to ask you a question. All of this stuff, when it comes to nature, you come by this naturally. And I say that knowing you for a lot of years.
Mm-hmm.
Both your mom and dad were so into the outdoors. They were so into nature. When did Shirley think of this? When did this come to her about the
In
the
early
tree?
90s.
Okay.
And she was doing education programs for us at the zoo. And actually, when we were children.
Mm-hmm. Right.
maybe out of need.
She
I don't know. But we were
early,
putting
right.
stuff on the tree. But she would always, when we collect stuff through the summer, our leaves, our bark, moss. She always collected moss up in the woods. We'd put that on our tree.
Wow.
To remind us of how wonderful the trees are in nature.
Right.
Their habitats. That was as a young child.
Yeah.
I got that ingrained in me. It was just second nature. Oh, no pun intended. My parents did a lot of things. My dad would say rough it. My mom and your mom were nurses together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So when they were working a lot of odd hours, of course, at the hospital, then my dad would take us out to the lake and say, we're going to rough it today. And we would go and dig holes in the ground and, bury the potato in the ground with the coals and, learn how to do those things.
Wow.
We would rock pick in the Black Hills. And you know, pick rock and eggots, and we just learned things early on. And we
what
were
a great
doing,
legacy.
Oh, absolutely. I remember when I was like later, and like wasn't, I think I was in high school, when Dad came home one day and said, here's skis for everybody. We're going cross country skiing and we're going to do it every weekend. And it was like, okay, cool.
Yeah.
And we go to the golf course. We would go out to different places in the Dalton area, but we always were skiing on week, on evenings. And you know, how beautiful is that?
Sure.
With the white snow and in the, of course the park still grooms trails. So it's just things we did. We did all things nature.
And you have taken this to a completely different level. You have raised this so far above, I think, even probably what they would expect with this. So kudos to you. But I just wanted to make...
My crew.
Well, no, but I wanted to make mention of the fact that with you, this started very early on with your parents.
It did. Yeah. Thank you for mentioning them today. So they're in my mind all and heart all the time.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Let's get back to Santa.
Yes.
Because, folks, you got to bring the kids down tonight. Santa down at Chinkabazoo.
Yep, at the carousel. Oh, I forgot. The other big guy besides Santa, the other big guy, Tom Schmaltz.
He's
going to be doing hay rides again. So.
Okay.
This time it's planned. Last year he was like, hey, we should do hay rides. Let me go hook something up.
Yeah, I could just hear him.
So we'll have lights going on there, some music in the Nature Center. Again, crafts in the Nature Center, free event, take a hay ride, no charge. You know, you bring your ticket for the carousel or it's just $2. But
right.
Santa's free, so just come on down and enjoy the evening. And I don't know what the temperature will be. Bring a blanket, ride a hayride.
Yeah, no, I talk about getting into the spirit of the season.
Yeah.
And no better place to do that than down at the Carousel and Zoo.
Yeah. So
and we've been having a good time, too, Schmaltz and I. He's been holding down the Ford for you.
Yes, I hear
but
good things.
Now, in the next couple of weeks, I get George and Gracie back with me here, which is awesome.
We'll both be back. So,
awesome.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
Great to see you, as always. Thank you for the goodies.
Oh, yeah.
By the way, I never mind people bringing me food.
I know.
All right.
It's the season.
You're right.
Okay.
And I'm not.
Thank you, my friend.
If I'm going to share. Kathy Dickman, Chinkabazoo, Santa Claus, down there tonight. Stop on down and maybe even get a carousel ride.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, 942 here, the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning. Talking to you every weekday morning, nothing else I'd rather be doing. Bill Dablo, 6 to 10.